sitting still, aware, breathing. I become aware of my breath as a movement of energy, like a wave emerging from a vast sea of energy, life energy, as if all around me there was a boundless ocean of energy, the unlimited ocean of life, and my breath is a wave of this ocean entering and leaving my body. Breathing in, the wave is arising inside the body. Breathing out, the wave is going back into the ocean. Breathing in, I visualize, arising from the abdomen, a wave of pure vitality, filling me with strength and freshness. And breathing out, I visualize the wave going back into the ocean and taking with itself all the tensions and merging them in the deep and unlimited ocean. For a moment, I keep this awareness. I sense that unlimited ocean of energy all around me, and breathing in, I feel the wave rolling on the shore inside, filling me with vitality, freshness, and strength. Breathing out, I feel the wave merging back into the ocean, leaving me clear and cleaned and renewed. I let my breath become deep and follow its own rhythm. As my breath becomes more quiet and regular, like a wave, I become aware that my mind also tends to become more quiet, more clear, more open. I become aware that my breath and my mind are very intimately connected. When the mind is agitated, when thoughts are fast and unfocused, my breath also tends to become agitated and fast and shallow. But when my breath becomes deep and regular, the mind also tends to become deep, quiet, clear, powerful. I allow my breath to become calm, like a long and mighty wave, and I let the mind become quiet. I become aware that although the body is still, the mind still moves. I become aware that first the mind moves and then only the body moves. What takes place inside my mind is the cause of the movements of my body. Without the impulse of thoughts and feelings, the body will remain inert. Every action, every feeling originates in my mind. With this awareness, I decide to become more aware of what is happening inside the mind. I turn my attention inside, as if I wanted to look inside. As I turn my attention inside, I become aware that my mind is like a very subtle substance that is constantly moving, like water. I become aware that the mind is constantly agitated, attracted or pulled by what the senses perceive, agitated by memories, by feelings, by images, and reacting to the smallest noise, like water, like the sea, like the ocean. And I become aware that my mind really is like an ocean. From inside the mind, there is a constant emergence of waves, of vibrations, waves of thoughts, waves of feelings, of desires. I see my mind as an endless sea, constantly moving, constantly generating waves. Every thought, every feeling, every desire like a wave. And I ask myself, what is the state of the ocean of my mind? How are the waves? Are they long and regular and harmonious? Or are they short and chaotic and moving in all directions and clashing against each other? What is the quality of the waves of my mind? The quality of my thoughts and feelings? Their rhythm? What is the state of the ocean of my mind? Right now? Is it agitated? Or is it calm and harmonious? Deep? Mighty? I watch and I look at the mind as one looks at the ocean, deep and vast and powerful. And as I observe, as I stop agitating the ocean of the mind naturally tends to settle. It becomes more calm, deeper. As I stop agitating the substance of the mind tends to come to a state of rest, of stability, of stillness. The waves become longer, deeper, more regular, melodious, like the ocean settles at dusk. I am aware of the vastness, the depth, the breadth, the greatness, the power of the ocean of my mind. Unlimited, endlessly creating waves, long, deep, powerful waves. I become aware that above the ocean of the mind there is the sky. I see my mind as the ocean, constantly creating waves, and I see the sky above the ocean, clear, vast and open, unlimited sky. See the sky. And in the sky of the mind, I see the stars. See the stars. There is now the ocean of the mind, an endless movement of sensations, and feelings and thoughts. And then there is the sky of my consciousness, vast and clear and unlimited. And in that sky, there is the star. The star is entirely unaffected by what is happening in the ocean. There may be turbulences of excitement or irritation or fear. There may be storms of joy or sorrow, but the star remains uninfluenced. It is beyond the reach of the waves, beyond the storms. It is free, eternally unmoved, untouched. uninfluenced, undisturbed. And I ask myself, how would it feel if I was that star? How would I feel if I could look at my life, my emotions, my thoughts, my behavior, from the point of view of that star, free and uninfluenced? If I could look at my own life from the perspective of the star, from the sky. And for a few moments I adopt this perspective. I become the star. I look at the story of my life from above, from the sky. I look at all the events of my life from the sky, as if I was outside, like an observer, looking at my life from above, watching all the movements of my mind from that perspective of freedom, seeing the wider picture, the mind is moving, constantly creating waves, but I, the observer, I am stable, I am free, I can remain aware. I now realize that the observer and the mind are two separate things. I, the observer, and my mind, we are different. We have a relationship, but we are different, independent. I can see my mind, but I am not my mind. I create thoughts, images, feelings, and emotions, but I am different from them. They are a creation. I am the creator. I look at my behavior, but I am different from my behavior. My behavior is something I do. It is something I can observe. It is something I can change.